Quantity Radio. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Welcome to Quantity Radio. I'm so excited, first of all. Like, I'm so super excited because I haven't recorded just an audio podcast in so long. Like, once I start doing the YouTube videos, it just went with YouTube videos. Like, we taking off of YouTube videos. Okay. But for me to be starting back from like where I started originally doing audio and it was cool, like, but I wanted to go ahead and get the YouTube party going, so you know, I started doing YouTube videos, of course, so you guys could see me, and which helped me, you know, get out of my shell a little bit, you know, because I be in my shell, my little crabby shell, and I don't know, I just wanted to step out of that and really like put myself out there. That was like kind of like a healing mechanism as well, because when I first started this podcast, I was starting my healing journey, and I'm like, you know what, let me go ahead and just put myself out there and go on YouTube. But the comfort that comes with me just being on audio, y'all not seeing me, because first of all, right now I look a hot ass mess. Like, y'all get more of my personality. It's weird, like, on the audio side, but yeah, I look a hot ass mess, and I'm cool with that because your girl don't work today. I am off, you know, it's the sun is shining, it feels good, but it is like 10 in the morning right now, and Sun is at school. I'm here with my hair in a messy bun, and I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable. Not that I don't feel comfortable on the YouTube side, but I had to more so get comfortable because I was like, I don't want to film. I want y'all to see me. Oh my God. What do I wear? Oh my God. You know, so it's like, I'm comfortable, super comfortable right now. And I'm excited because it gives me nostalgia. It gives me nostalgic vibes because this is how I started. And speaking of nostalgia, like, I love nostalgia. Like, am I saying it right? I feel like I say it like extra. Is it nostalgia? I say nostalgia. I'd be like, oh, it's so nostalgia. Like, I usually say it like that. I don't know. But anyway, it gives me like the old vibes. And I just love things. Like, I'm a type of person that loves old things. Like, I used to love, like, this is just random facts right now, but I used to love like flipping through my granny's photo book when I was younger too, like, oh, and I would just love to look at all the old pictures and how they used to dress and, you know, just memories from different family members seeing me as a kid, like even my mom's photo book seeing me as a kid. Like, I think it's time for me to do that because I haven't done that in I don't know how many years, but it's been a few years since I flipped through the photo books, and I just want to go back and look. Like, I've seen them 100 times, but I want to go back and look again just because I just love looking at stuff like that. Like, oh my God, like, I don't know, I just love it. But yeah, so this is like an update on me, just me. I feel like it's kind of hard to do a solo podcast when I'm in front of the camera. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just harder for me to do a solo podcast. Like, who am I talking to? Like, I'm just looking at the camera and talking. Like, I don't know. It's weird, but I'm doing a solo episode and I just felt it in my spirits. Okay. Yesterday, I was like, you know what? I want to record an audio podcast. Like, let's do it. So I'm doing it. And this is just like an update on me because it's been a lot of changes within myself that I need to talk about. A lot of realizations, a lot of clarity, a lot of vision, a lot of opportunity, a lot of learning just, I feel like that 21 Savage song, how much, whatever he said. And he was like, a lot, a lot, like a lot of everything. Like, it's me. How much clarity you receive? A lot. How many blessings you receive? A lot. I'm hella goofy, y'all. I'm just so happy. This is me, super happy. So yeah, this is like, I want y'all to know that. Like, I want y'all to know all of me. Like, and speaking of that, like, it's okay for people to know different sides of me, like the real sides of me. And it's okay for me want to show different sides of me. I feel like sometimes, or let me rephrase that, feel like I had to like keep up this certain version of me. Okay, they know me as this. This is what I need to be. Like, no, like, I'm funny. This is who I am. And if I'm feeling funny at this moment, y'all gonna see that. And this is me. If I'm feeling intuitive and I want to say something, or I have a vision about something, I want to say that. If I'm feeling opinionated on a certain topic or about something in my life, you know, that's me at that moment. Every version of me is me, which makes up this whole being of me. So it's okay for me to show different sides and, you know, talk about different things. Like, you know, you don't have to always talk about this, talk about that, or feel a certain way and be stuck in that feeling. You're allowed to change your feelings. You're allowed to have different emotions. You're allowed to be you. Be authentically you. That's what being you unapologetically means. I butchered that, didn't I? Like, my tongue began unapologetically. Thank you. It's okay to be that. That's what that means. Like, be you and don't be regretful. And I'm slowly learning that, because you can say all these little Instagram phrases and memes and all that shit, but really do that though. You know what I mean? Like, really do that. Really be that. And so, like, I'm really living that life right now. And I feel like all this is coming too, like, at a perfect time, because I wasn't really worried about turning 30. Like, I'll be 30 in July. So it's like, I'm 29. It kind of felt like, first of all, it was like, oh my God. Like, when I first turned 29, it's like, okay, cool. Like, I got a whole ass year till next year, to my birthday. Cool. But now it's like crunch time. Like, oh my God, I'm about to be 30. And I feel like I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Oh my God, I said I was going to do this. Oh my God. I felt like a panic, like in my brain, a fucking brain overload. Like, I'm sorry for cussing. No, I'm not, because it's my podcast. But yeah. But I feel like a panic overload. Like, oh my God, I said I was going to do this. I said I was going to do that. I said, it's okay. Everything's going to happen. First of all, everything's going to happen on God's times, on God's terms. God, everything. You on God's timing. You're not on your timing. Because you remember, I said I wanted to be married and have another baby by 30. I'll be 30 in July. Okay. It is April. So everything might happen. As long as it happened, it's going to happen. Like, if that's what you set out to happen, it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? We don't know. Okay. As long as it's before 35 though, let's not wait too long, God. Okay. No, but yeah. So that's still going to be in the works for me. Marriage, a house, another baby. I want to give my son a sibling. Like, all that's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. You can never rush God's timing, okay? Please don't ever rush it, because you're going to be sitting there waiting. God going to do it when he want to do it, okay? So it's a lot of realizations that's been happening. So first of all, let's clear the air. Let's clear the air, okay? I was in a relationship. This is something I got to get off my chest, because I'm like, oh, child, like, I got to backpedal real quick. Oh, my God. And never be embarrassed to backpedal. Never be embarrassed, okay? Because I know in previous episodes, I'm like, oh, you know, I got a boyfriend and, oh, scratch that. He's no longer in the picture. We're keeping it all the way transparent today. We keeping it all the way transparent. Because I'm like, damn, like, now everybody gonna think I'm in a relationship. I am not in any type of relationship with any man. So I'm gonna give y'all the tea on that. We're gonna be really transparent. We're getting back to the root of why I started this podcast, and not just for me to tell my business or just to put it out there. No, like, this is actually a healing process for me as well, because I want to speak about it. Somebody might be going through a similar situation. You never know. And that's the root of this podcast. Like, okay, I'm gonna share my story, but not just to put my business out there, but to help somebody, to inspire somebody else. And it's, you know, not a crazy story, nothing like that, but child, let me tell you, honey, okay? So let's get it together. I had to cross my legs for this, and my legs was not crossed at first, but now they crossed. But okay, so y'all know, or if you didn't know, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, first of all, go listen to previous episodes. I had previously said that I was in a relationship, which I was at the time, on whatever, I can't remember what episode that was, a couple episodes ago, I referenced being in a relationship. I think it was a podcast with Manny, Real Talk with Manny, and I was referencing my boyfriend at the time, because he is no longer. So child, let me tell you about that, right? So me and this person was friends for, I want to say, like 7 years, six or seven years. I met him in 2015. So yeah, y'all do the math. So we was friends. You know, granted, like, we messed around a little bit before that, but we never were like boyfriend, girlfriend, none of that. It was always like, oh, mess around, I don't think so, we're just gonna be friends. And we were friends ever since then, you know, like real friendship, call, talk on the phone. Like, when he was in other relationships, you know, we would conversate about it. When I was in a relationship, like, call, conversate about it. Really give real friend advice, not from a standpoint of, oh, I secretly want you or anything like that, which is like real genuine. And that's when I will say that the relationship was the best, us being friends. And I feel like we should have never crossed that line, but we did, and it happened for a reason, for realizations, for clarity, for lessons, for blessings. So we were in a relationship, but it would just be weird things he would say. Like, it would just be like, it would be weird things. Like, for example, let me see. So I remember one time he was just like, I'm like, yeah, relationship. He was like, relationship? Like, no, like, this isn't a relationship. Like, I don't know why he said that. I'm just like, but he said it. And it always stuck with me in the back of my mind. He was like, no, we're working towards something. We're building towards something. I'm like, so we're not in a relationship, but we're building towards something, but we're doing relationship things, and we have these strong feelings for each other. I want to say we have strong feelings towards each other, but on his end, it was a little shaky, because I wasn't shaky. I would have little thoughts, but I'm like, you know, that's little thoughts. And that kind of allowed me to say, girl, Shaquan, don't ever doubt your thoughts in the back of your head, your intuition. Don't ever doubt that. So, okay, back to the story. So he was like, no, we're building towards something. I'm like, so in his mind, he's like, okay, we're building towards something. I feel like he was using that as an excuse to, maybe if something happened, he could be like, well, we weren't fully in a relationship, but we were, but it was weird because he was so back and forth. It was so back and forth. I'm probably confusing y'all talking about it. He was so back and forth, like, oh, you know, you my girl. Like, he would introduce me to people as his girl. He would, you know, make reference to making me a wife. He wants to get a house. He wants to get a Tesla. That was his thing. We want to get a Tesla. We want to get a house. We want to work towards our goals. He would say, like, things for the future, you know, putting it in my mind that he wants to build towards us being in a healthy, committed relationship, marriage, all that, right? You know, so I tell him from the beginning, I have to have communication. It's not about me just like checking in, like, oh, where you at? Who you with? What you doing? Like, no, it's not that type of vibe with me. But it's like, if you're doing something, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not gonna be replying back for 8 hours, okay, you was out doing this or you were out doing that. Okay, so I'm not gonna bug you while you're out. Like, oh, I'm going out with the guys. That's the type of girlfriend I am. Like, hey, babe, I'm going out with the guys. All right, cool. I'm not gonna bother you. I'm not. I'm really not. You go out and do your own thing because when I go out, or if I'm at an event, or if I'm doing whatever, if I'm cleaning the house, I might not be able to get back to my phone when it's time. You know, I just like to let people know. I give people that courtesy. I give my significant other that courtesy. Hey, babe, I'm about to clean up. So if I don't text back and you or you call me, I'll have a missed call. You're like, oh, what's she doing or whatever. Even though you shouldn't be thinking like that at all, it's just me being courteous. That's the main thing for me. So, it was a moment where he was out with his boys. I guess we shared locations, and so I seen him at this location before or whatever. So I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever. It's his homie's house. Cool. He hit me up, let me know. We was texting like the whole time. But the thing for me is, he had left. So he left out of his homie house. I remember I called him, he didn't answer. I'm like, okay, well, why you can't answer? My mind, you know me. I'm like, why can't you answer from your homies? Like, okay, that's weird. But because, and I'm gonna tell y'all why I thought that. Not, it wasn't the original thought, but it was when he called me and I'm watching his location. He drove away from the premises and then he called me. And he's like, oh, I had to step out to call you. First of all, don't ever say that with a woman. Why did you have to step out to call me? Don't say that. Like, first of all, you done fucked that. Look, you know, off of, what is that? Don't be a menace. When he was like, or menace to society, excuse me, not don't be a menace, menace to society. When he was just like, you know, you done fucked up, right? So that replays in my mind all the time, like with certain situations. But anyway, so he was like, I had to, keyword had, meaning you are required to, or you, some, it was a forceful situation. Like, why did you have to? You don't have to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, your partners was like, oh, you need to step outside and take that call. Like, what? Who says that? Like, so why did you have to step outside, right? So anyway, fucked up with that. I had to step outside. First of all, had to and step outside don't go well with me. Like, why did you have to step outside to talk to me? Okay, but anyway, he's like, oh, and I'm watching him. He goes and orders some fries or whatever from Wendy's and he's talking to me. So I'm talking to him the whole time, right? Because I'm waiting to see if he get back to that same location and he does not continue to talk to me as he's at least walking into the vicinity of where he's supposed to be at, then fuck is you doing? So I'm telling y'all, getting all the versions of me. This is me. Okay, so he gets back to the location. I'm watching his location while we talking, and he's like, okay, well, I'm about to head back in. I'm like, you about to head back in? And I'm gonna talk to you later. Like, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, okay. So and then specifically when he gets out the car, late, I'm giving out game right now, ladies. But anyway, so he gets out the car and this nigga thought he was like super slick with it because he was talking to me on the phone, but I don't hear nobody in the background. It's dead silent, right? So he gets out the car. So he's trying to make it seem like he's talking to his homie when he gets out. He gets out of the car. He like, oh yeah, bruh, something. Then he hangs up. Like, he's all right, babe, I'm gonna talk to you later. Hey, yeah, bruh. Ooh. I ain't hearing not nobody in the background. Who was you talking to, Casper? Huh? You wasn't even in the house. The door didn't even open. I didn't even hear no door open. So anyway, stop playing with me. So I don't like, okay, so pause. I don't like when my intuitiveness, my gut, my intelligence is insulted because now you're playing with me and you know that I know something. And you still try to throw me off with some bullshit, which doesn't work. So now I'm super insulted. Now I'm mad because I know for a fact that you know that I'm not stupid and you trying to do something to make me think that I'm stupid. Like, you really think that I'm gonna fall for this? Like, but okay, go ahead though. So yeah, I just don't take that lightly. Like, don't insult my intelligence or my intuition, because when I tell you my intuition is all knowing, it's all knowing. I'm a woman for one. I'm a Cancer for two, super intuitive, super empath. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Shout out to Lola. But anywho, so yeah. So I blew him up. That was probably, you know, bad on my part. Like, I blew him up because I wake up at, hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. He's telling me I got 30 minutes to record and I'm on 20 minutes, but we're gonna restart this thing and add it on to the next one. So anywho, I blow his phone up and he's like, oh, this is just too much for me. I need a break. A break turned into us never getting back together, but us, you know, talking less, him trying to find himself. These are his words, not mine, by the way. I need y'all to remember that. He needed a break because he needed to find himself. He needed to heal himself. I'm coming back to you. I just need to work on me right now. Because he did express to me, you know, beforehand that he was, you know, feeling sad. He would wake up sad and he would feel some type of depression. And, you know, I felt that that was genuine because I could sense his moods and, you know, how he was feeling. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I would never deprive anybody of trying to find themselves or heal themselves so they could be a better version for first themselves and secondly me. So I completely understood that because I had needed to do the same thing with myself before. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. I respect that. I was upset at first because I'm like, oh my God, like my man. And I was like, okay, I don't have my man. Like, it was just like so sudden. And so that happened and it turned into us like going a couple months and we still not back together. He's still talking about he needs time. It would be times where he wouldn't text me back for, you know, a few days. And, you know, I have my suspicion, like it was weird. So long story short, he ended up dating somebody else and lying about it within that a month and a half, almost 2 months of us being on the break. Doing stuff for the other person. Like, I found out because I'm a detective. I work for the CIA, FBI. You know, that's me. But I end up finding out because I be finding out. And I'm just like, wow, like, this was that the whole time. Like, if you didn't want, and he had ample opportunity to tell me and just be 100. And he claimed to be this 100 person all the time. And he claimed he would project onto me all the time. Like, it's when I tell y'all, like, it was just so crazy. Like, it was just really, really crazy. Like, this relationship, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, but I needed that to happen though, because I'm just like, you was not for me. We was not supposed to be in a relationship. And, you know, we did it anyways, but to learn from experience, I learned, like, you know, he would put me on to different books and different knowledge and things like that. And I would put him onto things spiritually, because I was a bit more spiritually inclined than he was. And so, you know, he would tell me about different places, different music. And he was like, he's really into music. And, you know, we would share his taste of music, share his likes. And, you know, I would share different things with him that I like. So we both, you know, poured into each other differently. So I gained things from that. But I also learned that, you know, even though somebody claims to be something, you always have to take it for what it really is and not for what they say. So I definitely learned that even if you know the person for 6-7 years, like, it doesn't matter. Like, always go off what it looked like, okay? Because it's looking like this. If it looked like a duck, talk like a duck, act like a duck, quack like a duck, I'm pretty sure it's a duck. You cannot tell me that's a bird. It's not a bird. It's not chirping. It's quacking. Like, so, you know, just from that experience alone. And so, like I said, no longer in a relationship, totally single. By choice, I have been celibate for a month and some change nails. I feel so good about that. And by choice, I'm just like, you know what? I really want to take the time to focus on myself. I don't want nobody having access to my energy in that way. And I don't want to take on anybody else's energy in that way, because you, as you know, when you have intercourse, when you have sex with somebody, you're exchanging energy. That's like the ultimate energy exchange. You're entering into another person. So, and I don't want that. I want that. I'm in a space that's purely me right now, and I don't want to take on anybody else's energy and have to cleanse myself and cleanse my aura and wondering why I'm acting like this or wondering why I'm having these certain thoughts because you have taken on somebody else's energy. I don't want that. Let me take a sip of that, my tea on that one. Ooh. But yeah, so I don't want that right now. So that was a moment of clarity for me, because he would pray and ask God for clarity about me all the time, like he wasn't sure about me. And I don't want anybody that's not sure about me. I don't want nobody that's not sure about me. And I don't want to not be sure of anybody. So I got that clarity, and I believe he got that clarity. But that's neither here nor there. But it was just a moment of clarity for that relationship, because I'm just like, you know what? It's not. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not backpedaling on my shit or nothing. I'm like, you know what? I'm not talking to nobody. And the extent that he went to as well, because I felt so disrespected. Of course, I disrespected him a little bit. I didn't never, you know, put my hands on nobody, nothing like that. But I'm just like, I'm so mad. Like, if I see you, it's up. And stuck, like when I get mad, and I never want to get to that place. If somebody makes you feel like that to the point to where you want to disrespect them and you want to go back to that old version of yourself that you healed from, that's not a relationship that you need to be in, whether it be a friendship, whether it be a romantic relationship, whether it be a family, a work relationship, any type of relationship with anybody or anything. If it reverts you, if you contemplate going back to your old self, and my old self was, I'm flying off the handle, like I'm mad, I'm about to handle this situation, like however I feel like I need to handle it, and get into a stage of being so angry, and I have not been angry that whole time, and I always had told him, I'm like, you know, it takes a lot to get me mad, and he's never seen me mad to that extent. Like, I might get a little irritated, of course everybody gets a little irritated, but he's never seen me upset, and he made me upset. He didn't see somebody else make me upset. He didn't see a situation make me upset. He's seen himself make me upset and get to that point to where I was about to revert back to who I was before I started my healing process. And I didn't like that for me. And so it was a situation where, you know, things went totally left. I won't go into detail on that. But, you know, I really got beside myself, like, because I was so angry because he played with my feelings, knowing, like, I stated everything from the beginning, and you play with my feelings on purpose because you already knew what I told you beforehand and how to properly handle me. So you're mishandling me. You're mishandling my emotions. You got me all riled up because I'm like, you insulted my talents. You did everything that I told you not to do. You're doing it. The communication, you weren't honest about what you were doing and how you were feeling totally. Because of course I would have got mad a little bit, but I would have respected the fact that you came to me and you told me, because you, for the simple fact that you said that's the type of person that you already are. And you presented not to be that person, and you dishonored your word of what you said, and you dishonored me for what I asked. So things went left. I got mad, and I got so mad to the point I wanted to just go pop tires and, you know, go off the handle. And I had to really stop myself. You're never supposed to go to bed angry. This situation, and the moment I was feeling, it happened at nighttime, and I was like about to go to sleep, and I was so mad. And I had a moment of clarity, a moment of a revelation, if you will, because I'm like, you know what? I know why I get so mad, and it's because I don't want to cry. I feel like me crying is a sign of me being weak. Me crying, especially over in a relationship, is like, oh, I'm crying over this person. Like, no, it's okay. My feelings were hurt. My feelings were really genuinely hurt, and it's okay to cry. Like, I had to tell myself that. I had to embed that in my brain, in my head, because I was going around harboring up the sadness, and which converted over into anger because I'm not properly releasing my feelings. So learning how to control your emotions and not just controlling your emotions. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to be that. Because when you are not all those things, it kind of turns into another emotion. I'm not going to be sad. So now it's converting into anger, right? And so with that being said, it converted into anger. So that's why I would lash out all the time. And from previous, like I told you, when I started my healing journey, I was mad all the time. And that's the reason I was mad all the time, because I wasn't letting out the sad parts. I wasn't. Hey, y'all, real quick, I have a special treat for you. Myself and my friends over at Baked Bags have a deal for you on their Delta 8 THC ice cream cones. Yes, you heard it right. Ice cream cones. They are super tasty and come in multiple flavors, such as strawberry shortcake, mint chip, birthday cake, and cookies and cream. So head on over to bakebags.com to get a delicious treat that also helps you unwind and take the edge off. Use code QUANTITYRADIO for a discount, and you get free shipping on orders over $50. Please use responsibly. Now back to the episode. And so, like I said, that just me harboring the sadness, it reverted it, converted it over to anger. And I realized that in that exact moment, and I decided to release and be sad because my feelings was hurt. And I cried, y'all. I cried. And I just released, because that's what it was. It was a release for me. And I cried myself to sleep. I'm not gonna lie. I cried myself to sleep. I'm talking about tears. Okay. And I woke up that next morning. Of course, I was still sad. I was sad for like the next couple of days. But then after that, I felt a relief. That anger vanished. Like, I wasn't even mad no more. I was like, oh my God, like, it was a relief for me. And it was about me going about things a whole nother way, like how I should have been going about them. Like, okay, usually I don't want to, like, you know, go back and, you know, have something to say or try to call the person or and this and that. Like, I didn't try to do any of that. And I just basically washed my hands of the situation, and I freed myself from the anger, the sadness that I was feeling, those emotions. So I let that go. So I'm proud of myself for that. Like, I'm really proud of myself. So like I said, being able to control your emotions is really a task, because it can take a lot. You always want to be able to control your emotions and not the other way around. Because if you're not in control of your emotions, guess what? They in control of you. And you have no control of how you will react and what you will say. And that's not a good thing. So it's hard, I'm not gonna lie, but you can do it. If I could do it, a person that's so super emotional, you could do it too. So yeah, that was a big moment of clarity for me. Another moment of clarity for me was me realizing that, because I, in the job that I work, I have been asked several times to be a manager, and I always declined. I was like, no, I didn't want the responsibility. I'm like, I don't want to have to be in control of what other people do. That's not me. Like, I mind my business. I do me. I do my work. When it's time to clock out, I'm gone. I don't want to have to worry about and be responsible for others. So that was my main thing. I didn't want to have to do that. And I didn't want to do half of the duties that the manager was doing. I'm like, I'm cool where I'm at. I'm good. My money good. I'm cool. And I denied that. That was been for 2 years. You want to be a manager, Shaquan? No, I'm cool. Like, I'm chilling. Like, I was too chill. I always prided myself on being a chill ass person. Like, I'm cool until I'm not. I always say that. I'm hella cool until I'm not. Like that situation, like I just told y'all about old boy and me getting to my boiling point. I'm cool till I'm not. So But yeah, anyways, so I'm like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm chilling. Like and I realized I had a moment of clarity again because I was coming to God and I was asking him for clarity. I'm like, God, just give me clarity on everything. Like, don't just not just certain situations, but God, I come to you asking for clarity. And you gotta be ready to receive that. And it may not be right then, it may be a month, 2 months, 3 months from when you ask for clarity that he will show you what you need to be shown. And you might have asked clear, you might have wanted clarity for one specific thing, but he's gonna show you clarity in something else. Like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh, not about the relationship, but oh, this is okay. And you gotta accept it too. You gotta be willing to accept it because he's gonna show you, but don't disrespect God and not abide by that clarity that he just showed you. Don't do that. So I had a moment of clarity again. Like, thank you, God. Like, even right now, I just gotta stop and thank God for clarity because it's just so amazing and it's so forward moving. So now he gave you clarity. So now you know how to operate. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know the mission. You know you've seen the vision. So now you know how to go about things. You may not know it fully, but you know the direction and where you're headed. So I was put in a position again, like, do you want to be in management, a higher role than what you're already in at your job, at my job? And I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And I accepted the leadership role because that's what I heard God say. Accept it. Like, you need to do it. And part of me too, because I wanted to learn more. Me, I always love to learn. I'm a person that loves to learn. I love to know different things. Like, I want to learn about a little bit of everything. I might not want to learn it to go full task and get a degree in this and do this, but I like to learn different stuff just to have knowledge of things, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. And it's not easy. Like, it wasn't easy at first. It's getting a little bit easier now, but it wasn't like I was like, okay, well, now I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I was kind of thrown in the position. I wasn't really trained into anything, but you know, I was ready to adapt. So I'm like, okay. And I was getting frustrated. And I learned that, okay, I asked people for communication, but I also have to communicate too, because it was a time when I first got into the position. I'm like, okay, well, I don't like how I'm being, you know, guided. I don't like how things are going because it wasn't enough communication for me. It wasn't enough people being clear with what the duties entail for that job. And I had to pull my supervisor to the side. I have somebody that's above me. I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't like XYZ. I would like for you to handle me like this. And once you tell somebody how you like to be handled, even at your workplace, because it's easy to do it in a relationship. Well, it was for me, but at the job, it's kind of a little bit. It might be like a little pushback because you are going to someone that's higher up than you. So it was that factor. But once I got over that and just did it respectfully, I always do it in a respectful manner. And I let my supervisor know this is how I'm feeling and this is what I need to be a better leader in this position. They were able to receive that and act on that from there. Because they have now have knowledge of how I like to, you know, go about things and how I would like to be handled as an individual person, as Shaquan. And not only that, me getting better at my job and me, you know, asking questions and me stepping into leadership, God was saying, okay, I'm putting you in this position. I need you to accept this position and do it and learn it and be well at it because there's going to be a time where you're going to be a boss. You are going to have to and be more assertive because me, I'm not really assertive like that. I can be if need be, but I'm not. I'm more of a passive person. Like, oh, I'm chilling. I'm cool. Like I said before, like I'm chilling. Like I was too laxed. I was too chill. Like I wasn't even assertive. I was like, okay, whatever. Like it is what it is. Like I'm here to do my job and I'm here to get out of here. But now I'm responsible for other people's jobs. Now I'm responsible for saying, hey, I need you to do this. Because usually if somebody don't do something, I'm gonna do it myself. And now it puts me in the role to issue out tasks to everybody else. If it's too much on my plate, now I have other people here to help me lift the load off my plate and be okay with that. And not saying, oh, I'm just doing it myself and end up taking on too much for myself, even though it may not feel like it at the time. It ends up me taking on too much, and then I'm getting overworked and overloaded, and it's nobody's fault but myself because I didn't take the opportunity to be assertive and assign out different tasks. And I do that, and I notice that about myself. Moment of clarity again. Thank you, God. Moment of clarity again. just in my life, like if I'm doing too many tasks, I'm like, oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm just a little tired. I had to do this. Well, girl, I told you I would help you, or you know I said I would help you if you need this. Oh, no, it's okay. Like, I got it. Like, it's okay for you to not want to have it all the time. Like, you can assign, if somebody is offering to help you, maybe God sent them to come have them help you. You know, it's not just like, oh no, I got it. So you want to feel like that super person. So when the job is all said and done, you can say you did everything yourself. No, it's okay to accept help from people, because like I said, God might be sending people your way to help you out, to lighten your load so you can focus on other things, so you can get some rest sometimes, so you can, you know, focus on something else. So don't ever, you know, deny help unless you feel in your intuition and in your gut that is they're not genuine or they're doing it for ill intent, then okay. But you know, God sends you people to help you out sometimes. So a moment of clarity, like I realized I need some help. Like, okay, yes, please, like help me do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So me just even realizing that and me noticing that I need to be more assertive, me, you know, kind of submitting to my supervisor when they ask me to do certain tasks, because I'm like, I ain't doing that. Like, that would be my attitude before, like, even before, like, my healing process. I ain't doing that. Like, I'm here to do this and that, like I said, and get up out of there. But now it came to me as I need to submit and I need to do XYZ and what I need to do in my profession. So I'm like, okay. And it was a thing, I don't know if it was like a power trip thing or something for me. Like, I don't want her to think I'm just doing this, or having my supervisor think I'm just doing this because, yeah, like, yeah, you're going to do what I say. No. I'm doing this. It's okay for everybody not to know everything. Let's start by saying that. It's okay for everybody not to know everything because I'm doing this because God told me to. Don't nobody need to know what God told you. You could keep that to yourself. Don't nobody need to know what God told you, what God is doing for you. Like, everybody don't need to know that. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you know, and you know why you're doing it, and what the outcome is going to be, because God didn't say, oh, you need to do this and do this because your supervisor told you to. He's saying, you need to do this because I got something. I can't get you to this next level unless you pass this one. You are going to be a boss. You are going to have to lead something. You are going to need to step in and be more assertive in something that don't even have nothing to do with this job, your 9-to-5. It's gonna have something to do with your future endeavors, your future businesses. So it's like a training process. Like, when you get hired at a job, they come train you and then they throw you into the position, right? That's what this is. This is life training right now. God is the CEO. He is putting me in training because he got something greater in store for me. So I need you to swallow your pride, and I need you, can you do that, first of all? Can you do that? I need you to find it in you to learn how to do that, because you're going to need to know how to do it in another position. You're going to need to know exactly to do what you're doing right now in another greater position. So just sit down and be quiet and do what I ask you to do. Can you do that? To just put it straight and plain and simple, can you do that? And so that's what I heard from God. So I shut up. I'm about to do what he told me to do. I'm not questioning nothing. I am about to do what God has told me that I need to do. She's doing this because she wants to move to, you know, a higher position in the company. Oh, no. Listen, I got something greater planned. I got something greater planned. Like, y'all, like, even within that, I got more clarity, okay? I got more clarity, and God is responsible for all this, because without God, like, none of this is possible. So I've been making juices, y'all know. I love making juice. If you don't know, now you know. If you don't follow my personal page at the California Girl _, I always show myself, you know, I'm on there peeling fruit, chopping it up, you know, cleansing my fruit and making different juices. And I'm making it for myself because, first of all, like growing up, I used to love fruit and not so much vegetables, I ain't gonna lie, but what kid loves vegetables? I don't know. But yeah, I used to love fruit. And then as I got older, I developed some type of food, fruit and vegetable intolerance. Like, literally, I'm not lying, like y'all, I would try to like eat something, like for example, cherries. I used to love cherries. My grandfather had a cherry tree in his backyard. I used to tear them up. I'm talking about bowls of cherries every day. And then one day, like I ate a cherry and I threw up. I don't know if I just ate too many and my body just started rejecting it or whatever the case may be. I started throwing up. And even like oranges, I can't eat oranges, I'll throw it up. Like strawberries, I used to love strawberries, I can't eat strawberries, I'll throw them back up now as an adult, like from my teenager years to now. And I'm like, man, that sucks. Like instead of me just saying, oh, well, I can't eat this, well, I just gotta accept it. That's kind of what I did at first. But then I'm like, you know what? I learned about juicing and I'm like, okay, well, I can go ahead and juice these fruits and see if I could take it then, and juice certain vegetables and see if I could take it then. And I would drink it. I did not throw up. I didn't feel any adverse reactions. I got positive reactions of anything, clear skin, you know, regular bowel movements, like, because I'm telling you that fruit will make you go. But I experienced everything positively. So instead of me just regularly chewing the food, I would go ahead and juice it, which still has all the nutrients and good benefits that you need. Juice vitamins. It's basically a juice vitamin. That's what I'm gonna call it. So I realized in that, you know, I started doing it and I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm bringing my juice to work every day and I'm drinking my juice and, you know, people, oh, what are you drinking? What's that? Because I would bring it in this, like this clear container. And I'm like, well, my coworker would be like, well, what is that? I'm like, oh, this is, you know, celery, apple, lemon, and ginger. Oh, what's that good for? Oh, this is good for digestive health. It's good for removing toxins from, you know, your body. And it's good for removing free radicals and that cause oxidation. I'm going on there like, oh, wow. Oh, you're really knowledgeable about this. And my coworker would be like, well, you know, you should start a business. Like my shout out to my coworker, Sylvia, because she was just such an encouraging part of me starting my juice business. It's starting, you know, I'm getting everything in the works for it, but she was, you know, a big encouragement behind that. So I want to give a shout out to her. But, you know, she's like, you need to sell that. And then I would bring my juice in. You know, another coworker is like, oh, well, when are you going to start selling? And I'm like, oh, wait, girl, like, this is just for me. Like, I'm not planning on selling no juice or, you know, I thought about it once they said it. I'm like, maybe I should do it. But I would just put it on the back burner and continue to make the juices for myself. And so every time I'm talking about every time I'm coming to work, they're like, okay, so what's this? What you got now? And even my clients, oh, what is this? Can I taste some? And then I would bring some for them and pour it for them. And they're like, oh, wow, this is really good. Like, this is good. Like, can you make some for us? Like, and I'm just like, oh, you know, I felt good. Like, I feel good because one, people like it. For two, you know, people are encouraging me to start a business behind it and start selling it. Three, most importantly, people are benefiting their health off of my juice. You know, it tastes good. And it is good for your body. Like the podcast is good for your mind. The juice is good for your body, baby. Like, so that was everything that I needed for clarification that I needed to start selling my juice. And even before then, I'm like, before I finalized, like I'm going to start selling it, I was like, they have a big event almost every year in Oakland at Lake Mary for Juneteenth. And I had in my mind, at the beginning of the year, before I even, like I said, finalized that I was going to start selling juice, I had it in my mind, like, you know what? I want to be at Lake Mary selling my juice because all these vendors come out, like I'm talking about all around Lake Mary, everybody's selling. It's like a big black owned business fair on that day. And I was like, you know what? I would like to get my stuff together and have a whole bunch of juices out there and sell my juice on that day. Like, that is my goal. And then I kind of like shunned myself a little bit, like, no, like maybe next year or something like that. But now I'm like, nah, I'm going full throttle. So come June, I will be out there. If they're having an event, I'm still waiting to hear the details about that. But if they have an event out there for Juneteenth, like they always do and in Oakland at Lake Mirror. Expect to see a girl out there selling my juice. Come get you some juice because I got the juice, okay? And it's going to benefit your health. I'm going to have all the juice, okay? So just stop by the booth. Quantity Wellness. So, but yeah, like even me just having that faith, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And stepping out on faith and stop doubting myself and stop being fearful. I pray for that as well. I said, I release fear. I release doubt. I release worry. I release anything, any thought that is negative. I release it. And I usher in, you know, confidence. I usher in abundance. And when you ask for abundance, also, I learned this as well. When you pray for abundance, be able to pray for the ability to handle the abundance, because you might ask for abundance and God to start pouring things in your lap. Bow, 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 bow. You're like, oh my God, like if you're not equipped and ready to handle the abundance, you're going to mishandle it. You're not going to know what to do with all that. So I had to pray for that because I was like, it got a little overwhelming for me at one time. I felt like too much. It felt like a lot of stress. It felt like, oh my God, like slow down. Like God said, you pray for abundance. Okay, so I said, hold on, wait, let me hold on, God. Let me step to you again. Let me pray for the ability to handle all the abundance that you about to give me, because I want to handle it. I want it all, and I want to be able to handle it all. That's what I should have prayed for the first time, but I learned that, okay? Everything was, you know, a lot. I'm like, let me step back in. Let me talk to God real quick. Let me holler at you. So that's what I did. And so even learning that, and the same coworker, because I was on Amazon looking for this specific juice Bible book. And I'm like, you know what? Let me look it up. And I said, I saved a couple to my cart, but I wasn't set on which one I was going to get. And I just left it alone, right? And so I was like, you know what? I had realized I had been bullshitting and it's been in my cart for like a week. And I was like, you know what? When I get home today, I'm going to, you know, buy this book. When I tell you I went to work and that same coworker, Sylvia, shout out Sylvia again. I'm walking, doing my thing, you know, doing my job. And she said, oh, Shaquan, like, wait right here. I have something for you. Like, don't go nowhere. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, okay, I think she's gonna bring like little healthy snacks and stuff, because she know I be on my health stuff. So I'm like, okay, she about to bring me something. When I tell you, she came out with a book in her hand. And when she turned that book around and it said The Juicing Bible, I tell y'all, like, I'm even about to cry right now. Lord, I'm so emotional. I damn near cried. Like, I had tears in my eyes. And she, like, looking at me like, you about to cry over a book? Like, what did you, you know? I'm like, no, because I was literally just about to buy this. Like, this is just even more confirmation that I need to be doing this. You're like, okay, start this. You need to start selling your juices. And, you know, you need to do this. Like, you're so smart on this health kick and on your juicing, you need to do this. And then for you to come in and give me the exact book that I was about to go buy literally the same day after work, and you came and handed it to me in my hands. I had to spend no money. You gave it to me because you believed in my vision. You believed that I could do something with this, like this was meant for me to do. It is still, it, even though I should have believed in myself from the beginning, all of that played a factor into me extra believing in myself. Like, wow, like I'm really supposed to be doing this. Like, wow, God will show you what you're supposed to be doing. Like, he will show you what your mission is in this life. Like, it's to serve. It's to serve the people. It's to help get these people healthy, you know. And also, it's going to taste good. It's not like I'm giving you product that's like, I don't know, like, it's nasty. I want to take it. It's like, oh, like, I don't mind drinking this. I don't mind drinking. And it's going to help me with what? It's going to help me with, you know, clearing up blemishes. Is going to help with detoxifying my body, my kidney, my livers. It's going to help me boost my immunity. It's going to help me with my brain fog. It's going to help me. Like, I want to help you. Like, when I'm making these juices, because I want to help people. And just the benefits is rewarding enough for me. It's like, oh my God, like, for you to come back and tell me like, oh, like, I feel different. Like, I feel, you know, better. Like, I don't feel sluggish anymore. I have a boosted energy. And it's like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm happy for you. Like, and I'm happy that God put this in my heart to do. So all this clarity is coming through, and I was just so grateful. I'm still so, so thankful and grateful. And me even getting back, because when I was in my relationship, I had kind of stopped, you know, doing my morning meditation and my deep breathing, because I was so focused and fixated on, you know, oh, where is this relationship going? We're on a break, and I'm worried about where it's going to take us and what we're going to do from here and what this and what that and what if this and if that. God said, check this out. I'm going to remove that whole situation. So you ain't got to worry about that, because it's distracting you from doing what you supposed to be doing, doing what I'm telling you to do, which you know you should be doing. You know, so I, like I say, it was lessons, it was blessings, it was clarity, it was all of that. Like, God did all that, and I'm always just so thankful. This episode is dedicated to God. God did. Who did it? God did. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Hopefully I'll have him on an episode one of these good old days. But yeah, like, I just had to come on and tell y'all that, and me, like, having all these realizations, and even me, like I said, approaching 30, I feel like everything is, like, falling in alignment, and me shedding my old stuff, because I felt like I was living my whole 20s just, you know, trying to be somebody that, not that I wasn't, because I was myself in some situations. Like, I was myself, I was definitely in the mix of things, but also trying to appease everyone else at the same time. But now it's like me more unapologetically being myself and being okay with that, because you could do it, but you may not feel okay because I was lacking confidence. I asked God for confidence, and God has given me confidence to do certain things, even to step out on faith. You got to know, you can know God, you can love God, but do you trust God? And your actions is going to speak for that, because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. I was backpedaling on, you know, taking a certain position at work because I wasn't trusting in God. How can you love God, but you don't trust him? So he's definitely showed me that as well, a clarity of him. So how do you love me, but you don't trust me enough that if you step out on faith that I got you? And I'm telling you, I started seeing angel numbers like crazy. 222-333-444-555. I was 999. I'm like, because I was seeing those before. And that's God's way of, you know, showing you like, okay, you're supported. Whatever you're trying to do, you got support. Trust me, you know? And so, and I know that. And now I can say, okay, I could do it. Because he's showing me that I'm supported in so many ways. Like, I'm supported by God. I'm supported by the universe. I'm supported by the angels. I'm supported by my ancestors. I'm supported. Like, I got the support. So I'm waiting on you. That's what God said. Like, I'm waiting on you. You got all the support, but you holding it up. If you just can take a step, I can start, you know, giving you everything that your heart desires. If you just take that step. Okay, you take another one. It's like you walking on water. You scared that you going, you know, the rocks is popping up while you walking. Like, you step on a rock and ain't no rock where your foot is about to land next. All you see is water. But just take the step, and that rock, God gonna send that rock right there to catch you every time. I got you. You're supported. Don't worry about nothing. If you trust me and you love me, don't worry, because I got you. Because now you doubting me. So he will question you. He will question your faith in him. He will question it. I will tell you that. Like, you like, what? Like, hold on now. What you mean? You doubting me? Okay, so I don't even know if I should bless you like that, because you already doubting me. That means you're not even equipped to handle whatever I'm about to do or what I was going to do, because you're not fully trusting. You don't have that faith that I thought you had. So him even revealing that to me, God even revealing that to me, it was like clarity. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, and so I'm just so thankful. I'm so grateful that on this journey, like, I feel like I'm shedding everything I was in my 20s, and I'm fully stepping into my full self, my full potential, that confidence that I've always lacked. Like, I'm stepping into that. So, like, if I'm awkwardly, you know, I feel like awkward sometimes when I'm stepping into all of that, but I'm adjusting, and I'm talking about, I'm fully gonna be walking in it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. for opportunities. I'm thankful for blessings. I'm thankful for the lessons. I'm thankful for everything that God is doing for me right now, what he's continuing to do for me. I'm thankful for what he has in store for me. I'm thankful for my newfound trust in God. I'm just thankful. That's all I can say, is that I'm thankful and that God did. So yeah, and it feels good, like, even just stepping back into doing an audio podcast and just releasing and getting off my chest what I feel like I may not be able to come to somebody with. And that's, you know, back to the root of this podcast as well, being able to express myself. Like, I don't have nobody to talk about this with, because you can't talk about everything with everybody. But me being able to come on and on my own platform and release and express my gratitude for God and just express certain things and what's been going on in my life, it's like, I love it. It's like a joy for me. And I've been happy, like, just the past couple weeks. I'm like, I'm happy. Like, I went through those little rough patches and I just start really coming to all that as of recently, as of the last couple of weeks. So I'm just excited to see and know where God is taking me, and I'm here for it, and I'm trusting totally in him. So y'all be on the lookout for your girl with the juices. You can go ahead and follow my personal page. I also shared on my podcast page as well. The links will be in the episode description for my personal page and everything. So, you know, just trust God. That's what I can say to end this podcast. Trust God. Have control of your emotions. It's okay to be your true, authentic self, because it's all about making yourself happy, not anybody else. Be the best version of you and be happy. I love y'all. See y'all in the next episode.